Okay, this is my interview with Sinn Féin South Down candidate Chris Hazard, Emily. Chris, just want to first up begin. You've been in the Assembly now for what is it coming up, about 2 years?
Nearly three years.
Yeah. Now you've been in the Assembly. Okay, sorry, I cut off a third there. First off, I just want to ask you, right, so you've been representing South Down in the Northern Assembly for about 3 years now. So what makes you want to go for Westminster at this stage?
I think it's very important that we Sinn Féin build on the success of the Assembly. And we take it to another level. Now, I don't think that can be done from within side Westminster, but creating an ambassadorial role for our MPs, I think our MPs need to look beyond the horizon at the minute. I make no bones about it, I'm an honest abstentionist. I won't be sitting inside the House of Commons, but I think that's for the best, actually, for the constituency. I don't want to waste my time talking to myself inside Westminster. I'm going to be going taking South Down out to the world. One of my pledges is that I'm going to create a cross-party task force of all the MLAs that will be invited, business leaders, community leaders, council officials, and we're going out to bring jobs, bring prosperity, and we're going to grow our tourism sector, and we're going to bring a bit of life back into South Down. As I say, that's done throughout the world. It's not done in London, and that's something I'm very much looking forward to.
Obviously, the SDLP have now had the seat of South Down now from Eddie McGrady to Margaret Ritchie now for over 20-odd years. I mean, that's a big task, the unseat Margaret Ritchie. Do you think that you can actually do it this time?
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you're right. Since the 1980s, the SDLP have had that seat. I think the people of South Down are looking for a change. They're looking for something fresh. Certainly, I represent that. Sinn Féin represent that. We're running on a platform of change. We're asking people, you know, are they content with what they have? And if they are content with what they have, well, then they can stick with what they have. But more and more people are telling us we need something different. Mm-hmm. Things are not good enough. You know, for the last decade, we've been losing jobs to Belfast. We've been losing our health services to Belfast. We've been losing our transport services to Belfast. It's no more. Mm-hmm. Downpatrick is as many miles from Belfast as Belfast is from Downpatrick. I want to start bringing things the other way. Mm-hmm. And I think that message is resonating with the people of Down.
So why do you think, I mean, Margaret Ritchie is generally regarded, obviously I don't live beside them, but she's generally regarded as an effective enough lobbyer in the House of Commons. So what can you... Well, first off, do you agree with that assertion? Obviously, you're a representative there.
Yeah, well, I think there's very many different roles to political representative. Representing your constituents is just one, but you have to have vision. You have to want to build an economy that's, you know, fair and equitable for the people of South Down. You have to deliver more than just getting a few potholes filled in a road. We need the South Down economy that delivers for everybody in South Down. As I say, we need the vision that, you know, really harnesses what we have. We have some of the most outstanding natural, you know, our built in our natural environment is world class. We don't have the facilities yet to tap into that. Mm-hmm. It really is untapped, and we need to deliver that. I think I have the vision to do that. Mm-hmm. Sinn Féin are part of a very strong team. I have TDs on one side of me. I have MEPs. I'm surrounded by a strong team of councillors and MLAs. No other party can offer that sort of team. Mm-hmm. I think that's why I'm starting to appeal more and more on the doors.
Okay, but just to turn that around and be a bit of a critic, yeah, you've got all that political representation, and it's delivered nothing really for South Down. Is that not a bit of an omission of failure on Sinn Féin's part?
Oh, well, absolutely not. If we look, take jobs, for example, in 2 months' time, the Fisheries Office will be decentralised from Belfast to Down. No other party, no other minister has brought jobs to Down. Sinn Féin have done it. We promised to decentralise jobs, we've done it. When it comes to fighting for health services in the Down, Sinn Féin Minister Barbara de Bruin, a number of years ago, built a £60 million hospital in Down. Successive health ministers have now stripped away them services, and Sinn Féin stands shoulder to shoulder with the community in fighting to protect that service.
Okay, now obviously you take over this candidacy from Katrina Ryan, who's had two goes before you. How are you going to run a different campaign from Katrina Ryan? Because obviously outside commentators saw Katrina Ryan as a liability to the Sinn Féin ticket in South Down. Obviously, I don't expect you to agree with that, but how are you going to be different from her? Well, do you plan any differences in approach or tone than she had?
Well, of course, I don't agree with your analysis of Katrina. You know, Katrina's one of the hardest working Sinn Féin MLAs that, you know, I have the pleasure to work alongside. Yes, we're part of the same party. It's still the same Sinn Féin coming to the doors and engaging with people. But me and Katrina will be different in a number of ways. You know, I'm from the east of the county. You know, myself and Margaret are both from that part of the world. We have strong family connections in that part of the world. I'm an active playing member of the local Gaelic club. I very much love being a part of my county. And I think that's what, you know, something I have on my side. I think I connect with people on the doors. When I present them the vision, you know, they believe into it. But as to say, so did Katrina. Katrina brought the Sinn Féin project on from Mick Murphy to take it before. I'm only carrying on the baton which Katrina gave me, and that's very much the message that I'll be going with.
I just want to ask you a wee bit about your opponent, Margaret Ritchie. What do you make of her? Just on a personal level, what do you think of her?
Margaret seems very personable.
Do you have much interaction with her, just interestingly?
At various occasions and meetings and events we've been on. That's the good thing about South Down. You know, there's very little small pay politics. You know, we try to build that partnership approach, as I mentioned, the hospital. You know, that campaign around the Sea of the Down is very much cross-party. And that's what I want to build on. I want to build that partnership-style approach to deliver, because I think people in their homes, they don't actually really mind what party delivers for them, as long as there's delivery. And as I say, Sinn Féin are very strong in this message. I am very strong in this message locally. I don't care who I work with, I'm going to deliver for the people of South Down.
Okay, I just want to just depart from Westminster just even just ask you about, you know, you're one of the younger MLAs, you're the second youngest MLA in Stormont, am I right? Yeah. Okay, Megan Fearon.
Sorry, third, Claire Sugden is now.
Claire Sugden's now in, yeah. Sorry, okay, but you're the second youngest in Sinn Féin.
I'm the youngest male.
Yeah, Megan Fearon beat you in there. I just want to ask you about, you're very much the future of this party, even if you don't win in South Down, you probably will at some point. Probably at some point in the long distant future when there's vacancy, yeah, okay, we'll get through all the stuff first. That you are very much part of this party's future. Just this or this, where do you see the party going? Just in terms of, I mean, obviously, cynics like me will say you're going in a centrist, centre-right direction. What for you? For Chris Hazard, look, in 20 years' time, you're an Ardesh. What would you like to see a Sinn Féin Ardesh in 20 years' time going, this is what we stand for, this is our platform?
I was actually in a discussion earlier on with an old tutor at Queen's, and we were talking actually about Parnell, and they mentioned the quote about no one has the, you know, the right to set the boundary to the march of a nation. And very much this is what I see Sinn Féin at the minute. We heard Martin McGuinness speak in there now. We're on the cusp of, you know, something really historic here. We're on the cusp of becoming not just the biggest party in the Assembly, but the biggest party across this island in both states, in both in the Leinster House and the Assembly. And I think, you know, in the coming up to the centenary of 1916, you know, who is to say where that's going to take us? But we're not just about getting seats to get into government. It's about taking power. It's about challenging the political establishment. It's about setting a new path for Ireland. You know, for too long we've had to deal with mismanagement from London. For too long we've had to deal with bureaucracy from Brussels. We need to set our own path. And I think that's the really exciting thing that I see. You only have to look into that hall, packed already on the Friday night. It's full of young people. It's full of women as well, which is fantastic to see. And I say, you know, I certainly wouldn't want to be setting a boundary to where we're going. Because over the next generation, you know, it's very, very exciting, and I'm just delighted to be a part of it.
Okay, just one final question before I let you go. Obviously, the party and your approach to governance in the north is incredibly important. I've just noticed there's sometimes from some of the younger members of the party, there's a bit of blowback about the corporation tax thing. Some delegates got up and made speeches against it, saying this is a ridiculous idea. For yourself as a younger MLA, where do you fall down on the issue? Are you a bit more sceptical than some of your leadership on it?
Well, I think it's an issue we're taking careful consideration of at the minute, and I think that is right.
Well, what's your consideration?
I myself stood up today and spoke about some of the dangers inherent, I think, and just blindly following perhaps the groupthink that I spoke of, that, you know, without reasoned debate on this topic, that we just rush in to reduce corporation tax without really taking cognizance of what that means. You know, I think we need to do that. You know, there's plenty of study and research into, you know, the phenomenon which is the Celtic Tiger, as they called it. The role that corporation tax are in creating jobs, it's a fallacy. It didn't happen. It went into a speculative housing market. So there's a lot of dangers around this. But the unfortunate thing, unfortunately, about the North is we do not have economic control of our own economic destiny. We need to look to make gains. If we need to be able to be flexible with corporation tax to be able to build that sort of engine room, well, then so be it. But we need to be very careful.
Okay. Chris Hazard, thanks so much for your time.
No problem.